Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
And don't forget, by the way, just to mention as well, if you tune in every morning with Colm and Lucy, you can take part in the 40-day challenge and get some expert advice, of course. A lot of people on there are trying to lose something. The drink, the cigarettes, the weight, whatever it happens to be, I'm sure you'll get some great advice in the mornings. Now, and by the way, also as well, I know Siobhan will be back on with us again before the end of January. She is a personal trainer and psychologist in training, well-being, health and fitness. That's her forte. If you want more information, by the way, or you want to get some coaching from Siobhan, you can contact us here. By the way, you can get in touch with either by email. You can contact our producer and she'll give you all the details. aj.walsh@classichits.ie. That's aj.walsh@classichits.ie. Or if you want to just WhatsApp us, you can. 087-188-0008. And we shall put you in touch with her. Now, it's interesting, by the way, in the news there, they were talking about, oh, we need more women in politics and the cabinet needs to be made up of at least 40% women. More women than ever ran this time around and they didn't get in. And I go, but is that not democracy? You know, because I'm assuming 50% of the voters are in and around that were women, probably more actually, were women. So if women aren't voting for women, well, then women won't get in. You know, it's, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong in thinking that. Maybe they should increase the gender quota to 40%. I know one of the political parties had extreme difficulty getting even the gender quota of 30% that exists there at the moment just to get the extra funding from the state. They just couldn't get them. They just couldn't get women. It was like, let's just get one off the street to pretend she's running just so we can get the money from the state. That's kind of what's going on. And they don't even make an effort because they don't particularly want the job anyway. They're just running to be on the ticket, so to speak. Ah, look. Now, I received an email from a listener last week and I want to see what you think in relation to having kids. Dear Niall, I'm writing to you because I'm in a really difficult situation and I could use some outside perspective. I got married 3 years ago to a wonderful man. And at the time, we both agreed we wanted children. But since then, my feelings have changed. Over the past few years, I've built a career. I love my life and a life that feels full and satisfying. I've realised that I no longer want children. The idea of having kids now feels like it would disrupt the balance of happiness I've worked so hard to achieve. When I shared this with my husband, he didn't take it well. He was devastated and angry, feeling like I've gone back on something what we both agreed was important. Now he's questioning our future together, and I'm terrified that this might be a deal breaker for our marriage. I love my husband deeply, but I also can't ignore how I feel about this major life decision. Is it possible to reconcile such a fundamental difference, or is this the kind of issue that inevitably will drive couples apart? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Jen. Now, I don't know what you think. Has our listener gone back on a deal? Or is she right to change her mind if that's the way she feels? Let us know what you think. The number, by the way, as usual, is 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Bernie first. Bernie, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. You still off the fag. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And thank you for your Christmas card, by the way. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I do. No, and thanks to everybody who sent me a Christmas card. Really appreciate it.
And did you manage to stay off the fags?
I went off them for 5 days, Bernie.
Well done. Your voice sounds a bit different now.
No, but I went off them. You're not missing. You missed what I said, but I went back on them again. But I'm only smoking a few, and it's only because I have some duty free there. When they're gone, that's it. I'm not buying any more.
Okay, and how did you find the 5 days hard going? Yeah.
No, here's the thing. I didn't find it hard going. It was actually okay. Even Karen was saying, like, I'm surprised that you're just not in the mood for one, or you just didn't really want one. I was fine. I was actually okay. I wasn't too bad at all. It was knowing that I had them there was the problem. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I understand. Yeah, no, and please God, that will come back to visit you again once they're out gone.
Yeah, no, and they will. And I've promised myself that I'm not going, and it's not Karen, she doesn't put pressure on me at all. Although, she, no. You know, obviously she'd love me to give them up because from a health point of view. But I promised myself that I'm not going to buy another packet of cigarettes. So.
Well, that's fair. I love your juice.
Yeah.
That'll be good. Watch this space. And sorry, we have no snow in Galway, just in case you want to know, we don't have any snow.
And normally you're the first to get it, Bernie.
Yeah, I know. And yeah. Simon Harris missed that one, sorry.
Yeah, I believe he was briefed. And when I saw that in the paper in RT the day, Simon, the Taoiseach, has been briefed on the multi-weather event. And I'm going, what do they say? Simon, hi, how are you doing? This is Matt Aaron. Just giving you a quick call to brief you. There's going to be a bit of snow today.
You know I mean,
I do feel sorry for people around the country who are kind of trapped in their houses or can't drive up the road to the shop or whatever it is. And I know that can be difficult, But look, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's the winter. That's what happens sometimes. Anyway, Bernie, getting back to what you were saying, Bernie. Anyway, this, you know, she's changed her mind about having a child.
Okay, so, and she's, her husband is not happy with the outcome. And
no, obviously
what
not.
What ages are these?
Well, they're only married 3 years, so they couldn't be that old. Maybe I'm just assuming.
Okay, so can they let it run for, age being a perspective, can they let it run for maybe another 2 years? Maybe she'll get bored with her job, or she'll, you know, maybe she'll revisit and think, you know what, I actually would like a child. Can she be? Can they sit down together and say, look, we've had 3 years, maybe another 2 years, and see how they feel about that? Or is, does she want to just never want to have kids? Because you know the way...
Well, I get the impression she's just completely changed her mind. There's actually a storyline, if people watch Coronation Street, there's a storyline at the moment where Bethany, who's Daniel's girlfriend, they've just got engaged, and she's decided she doesn't want to have children and he wanted to have a football team. So, but he's pretending he's okay with it, but I know he's not. I'm sorry, I know it's a soap. But I'm just saying, you know, is that a deal breaker? You know, and... I can understand her reasons, and I can understand a woman's reasons for not wanting children. I mean, that's fine too. But they made a deal, didn't they?
Well, they signed that in sickness and in health until death us depart, and they had all their boxes ticked.
I get that, Bernie. I get the sickness, health bit and all that kind of carry on, right? And absolutely. But here's the thing. When you meet somebody, the reason you fall in love with them and the reason you want to marry them is because... they have the same outlook on life maybe as you do. So, you know, and part of that is they want to have a family. Now, if she can't have kids, that's a different situation, which is quite common, unfortunately, too, for some women. But in saying that, you know, if she can and she just doesn't want it, that's a choice she's made to go against everything they agreed on.
Exactly. And like, you know, that's like breaking a contract. Like you've made the contract for life. As everybody does, and you've said we both, you know, you fall in, as you say, you fall in love with somebody because you share similar tastes and interests. You really want to have something, but you, now you've changed your mind. And is it fair to keep that person then? Does that person, like her husband, does he realise then and go, do you know what? I really do want kids. Does he go back to her and say, I want to meet somebody else? If you're definite about this. You know, does he go back to her and say, okay, you've laid out your stall. You don't want any children. You told me you wanted them. I really, really want to have a child. I really, really do. So I'm sorry, but...
So you know, think it's a deal breaker, so?
I do, honestly. I think, you know, if they can't sit down and be reach a compromise together, you know, where give them another 2 years if they're in their late 20s, early 30s, that maybe she, you know, maybe she'll revisit it again and sit down with him again. But in the meantime, he wants to have a child.
But the clock is ticking, obviously. You know what I mean? So, you know,
how far down the clock are we?
I don't know. But we all know that biological clock is not too long. It's only 20 years, isn't it, that biological clock?
It is, to be honest. And, I feel that he'll begin to get upset about it, and it'll really play on his mind that this is something he signed up. He really wanted. He wanted to have a little boy or a girl that he could bring to football match. You know the way in your head.
You have fantasy in your head. Yeah, and
you know, depending on the age of the people. I don't know. Can men go around it? I'm not a man. I could only go from a woman's perspective. If I'm set in my way and said that's it, I don't want kids. Well, is it fair to hold him in
Yeah, because we can change our mind, you know. There's times in our lives where we think, oh, I couldn't be bothered, I couldn't be arsed having children. You know, like when I was probably 22 or 23, you know, it wasn't a thing even in my head. You know, even the idea of having children would have grated me, you know, at that age. But then as you get older, you start thinking differently, you know.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. It's the age is the factor, really. But I think they need to sit down and be very truthful and see.
She seems dead set. She said, over the last few years, I've built a career, which is a big thing nowadays, of course, you know, particularly for women. Men have always built a career, but women particularly nowadays, you know, and she said, I love that life and it feels full and satisfying. So to me, I can't see her changing her mind because she's more career orientated now and doesn't want to go back on that. She doesn't want to be, you know, handcuffed to children.
Well, I don't understand the realities of today's world. You know, I mean, I had a career once and it didn't stop me having my family.
Yeah, but it's difficult to do both, isn't it?
It is hard, but I did it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You can work your way around any scenario. You know you can if you want to.
Stay there. Let me just get a male perspective. Billy, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you keeping?
Good, Billy. I mean, if an agreement is made, an agreement is made. Is that a deal breaker when somebody changes that agreement?
Yeah, 100% deal breaker.
Mm.
They obviously sat down. They obviously discussed this before they got married. They probably discussed it in the early stages of marriage. And she's completely, absolutely, before anyone jumps down my throat, she's entitled to change her mind. She's entitled to want to have a career, but her husband, her partner, is also entitled to want children. And if she doesn't want to have children, well, he's also entitled to
leave her and find somebody else who does. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's like, you know, they entered into a contract. They set out their stalls before entering into that contract as part of dating or the negotiation for that contract. And she has now changed terms. And look, it would be a completely different story now if this woman had found out that she wasn't able to have children.
We've had that come up on the show in the past, by the way, as well. Yes, and the guy did want to leave her. Yeah,
but it would be a different situation if she was not able to. But if she is healthy and able to have children...
Well, she doesn't know that yet, obviously, because she hasn't tried.
Obviously not, yeah. But you see, what's going to happen here, Niall, is she's now had this conversation with her husband. He's a bit miffed at this stage, but this is going to eat away at him. It's not going to be something that goes away. It's going to be a problem that becomes bigger and bigger, and I would hazard a guess that he will end up resenting her because he is sitting there going, I want to have children. I could have children if I wasn't in this relationship with this person who does not want to have children.
And if she has children just to keep him happy now, she'll resent him.
Happy.
Yeah, she'll resent him.
Yeah, she will. So I think Niall, you know that if she's listening, well,
you're going to say your marriage is over.
I think your relationship is really on the rocks here. You might want to go and talk to a marriage counsellor as a first step. But realistically speaking, I'd give them 6 months, maybe 12.
Wow.
And they will be going their separate ways.
That sounds very sad, Bernie, doesn't it?
It does, but I can see that he's made a very good point there. Like, you know, he is a man. And he understands, you know, that it would, if that's what you set down your contract with, I can see that, you know, but I still would give her the benefit of another maybe year or two.
Bernie, in saying that, and I appreciate trying to give a person time, like what's a year or two going to do for her?
Over
that year or two, this fella would be sitting there with the itch in the back of his mind going, this is the woman who doesn't want to have kids with me. What am I doing here?
I appreciate what you're saying. But I just feel, I don't know their ages, so I'm just assuming maybe late 20s, early 30s. Mm-hmm. And maybe if she thinks the career is the road that she wants to take, maybe could they wait another year or two and see, well, do you know what? I really do want kids. Do you know the way, would it be a transient thing? I'm not sure.
You could well be right, but the flip side of that, and playing devil's advocate.
But by the way, can I just mention something? The person who sent in the email has now just WhatsApped us, right? And now I don't want to say too much because I think what they said there kind of identifies them. But what they did say is the 35.
35.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know the clock. Mm. The clock is very much ticking against there, isn't it?
It's at the edge. Yeah, it's at the edge of the cliff now.
Yeah.
And you're only going.
Now I'm conscious that they're listening, by the way. So that makes it even worse now. So I'm conscious that they're listening. But, you know, I think it actually makes it worse now, 35, because realistically, there's only about 5 or 7 years to go.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be that person in their 60s and go, you know what, the career is nothing. You know, you get your, I'm at that age where I got my pension. It's not, after all the years of service and everything I did and worked in hard, the career is never the thing that made my life. It was my children. Mm-hmm. They made me the person I've become.
And Bernie, I appreciate that. I don't have children. I am within that age bracket. I'm not in a relationship.
Do you have any regrets at all, Billy?
Well, I'm probably still young enough to have children. The biological clock isn't as big an issue
Listen,
for men
guys,
as it is
you're
women.
99 and your lads are still able to give them kids.
But Niall, like it is a case that's, you know, that person who is listening, I'm sorry to be the bluntly honest with you, but You know, if your husband wants to have children and you don't, you're probably not in the right relationship.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, up to now, she thought she was.
Up to now, he thought he was too.
And you know, and she does go on, what a wonderful man he is, blah, 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 blah. I love him so much. I love my husband deeply. But I also now can't ignore that I feel about this major life decision. She says he's questioning our future together, and I'm terrified that this might be a deal breaker.
But of course, I'm surprised she's surprised that he's questioning their future together. How can she not see that he will question their future together?
See, there might have been, for the last 3 years since they got married, she's obviously been on,
cloud nine. You're married, you're getting used to the person, you're living and you're having a great
and she's
life,
been using contraception, and there's kind of been an apathy towards it. But obviously, for this to come up, there's been a conversation before now, i.e. him saying to her, look, you know, maybe now is the time, come off the contraception, whatever. You know, maybe that conversation happened a couple of months ago and she's been kind of putting it off, and then all of a sudden this conversation has come up in the last week, her telling him, listen, I don't want to have kids.
Well, Niall, this conversation could well be going on for the last 3 years, or, you know, they got married, she was 32. She said, oh, I want to spend a couple of years getting the career focus down. Now she's done that. She's into the career. It has gotten to a point and she's comfortable and sees advancement. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, there's nothing wrong with wanting...
See, this is what we've done. But look what we've done to women. You know, we've convinced women, stupidly, I believe, to the detriment of humanity, that a career is more important than a family. We've convinced them that's more important. And I think it's wrong. You know what I mean?
That's a whole can of worms.
No, no, I'm not going to go back or retract my statement. I just think it's wrong. I mean, don't get me wrong.
I understand.
Men can't have children. Men can't. Like, we would be having the same conversation if men were the ones who gave birth. I wouldn't care. I don't care about the gender. What I'm saying to you is that we have convinced the women of the world that having children is more important than the career. And there's been numerous studies and research done in relation to this. I mean, one of the biggest ones was done by Sullis back in 2017, where they asked women if they could stay at home and mind their children and get paid the same amount of money that they are for their careers, would they do it? And the vast majority said yes, they would. So what we've convinced women that, and by the way, this suits the government. Because it really suits the government that women are out working and paying tax as well. It's less children's allowance to pay. It's all of those. So that part of it suits the government. But the part that doesn't suit the government, by the way, is the part that we're all getting older and there's going to be nobody to pay the pensions in 20 years' time. That's the part that doesn't suit the government. But what I'm saying is it does suit the government that both are out working and both can't afford a house. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I completely understand and appreciate what you're saying now, yeah. But the other side of things is, you know, there are women out there who will say, I want to be successful. I want to have a career.
Yeah, and that's fine too. And that's okay too. I'm not, for any of these, I'm having a go at women or living back in the 1950s or something like that. I'm not. But, you know, tradition and the idea of one person going to work and having enough of an income to support a family with one income into a house was a good thing. There was nothing wrong with that.
It was fantastic thing to support a family. Or like my grandparents, one income, seven kids.
Yeah.
You know? Of course that was
great. I come from one income, 12 kids.
Wow.
You know? And like we did fine. Like, it, you know?
When I look back at it, having my mom at home was the best thing ever. You know what I mean?
Me too.
I remember being terrified on days that my mom would say, I have to go to town today. Mrs. Curtis is going to collect you from school. And I'd be going, oh, no. I'd really miss her if she didn't collect me from school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Having your mom at home was such a great thing. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want to be sexist. You can have your dad at home too, but look, women are better at it.
I didn't have a mom at home. My mum worked, both my parents worked all the way through growing up, but my grandparents looked after us.
Mm.
So, you know, not the same as having your mom at home. But, you know, there was the familiar.
The next best thing
was grandparents. I think we're going off on a bit of a tangent.
We are going on a bit of a tangent. Actually, Bernie and Billy stay there for a second. Susan, I'll be with you in a second. I have to go to a quick break. And Morris, I'll be with you in a second as well. I'm surprised at Morris and what he's going to say. Anyway, the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. She's decided after 3 years of marriage, she now doesn't want children. She's 35. We know that now. I'm asking you, is that a deal breaker? Well, she wants to know, is that a deal breaker in a relationship?
Susan, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you? How's it going?
Happy New Year
to you.
Happy New Year.
Sorry I didn't send you a Christmas card.
Do you feel bad now? Because Bernie did.
I bought them in the card factory today, so I'll send you one.
Okay, Billy didn't, by the way. He didn't send me a card. But Bernie did.
I don't send cards, Niall. I'm a millennial. You don't do that,
so. Actually, do you know what? I'm not a card sender either. I've never really sent cards. Karen sends cards, but I've never...
Would you like to get the cards?
Yeah, I like to get them. Yeah. Send me a card, Susan.
I will. I'll send one.
Yeah, if anybody who just going to throw this out, public announcement. If anybody hasn't sent me a Christmas card, you can send me one now. It'll be real weird to see all these Christmas cards coming into the radio station in January. Susan, is this a deal breaker, is it?
Well, no, I don't think so at all. I think Billy there might be taken a little bit seriously. And I think she's got lots of time. Janet Jackson was 50 years of age.
Gosh,
I was 39.
Janet Jackson's a multimillionaire and can play for IVF.
Oh, sure. I don't know if she had help having the baby. But
of course she had help. She was 65. Of course she had help.
Oh, she was 50. I don't
or
know
50,
if she's 55.
Whatever. No, 50, whatever. Of course she had help. And she has a nanny to mind the baby.
But you know, you can have babies now until you're 50 quite easily.
Oh, no,
you
can. What's AJ, check it out for me there. What's the oldest biological baby born in Ireland? Naturally.
I think in the UK, now, there was a woman who was in something like 67 was the oldest. And you know what?
That was the woman that had twins. Yeah, and who defended herself in the Daily Mail after she had twins and she had IVF. And she defended herself because everybody said she was being selfish. She defended herself. We had her on the show going back about 7 years ago. And then a year later, she had a big story in the Daily Mail saying everyone was right. She was being selfish. She agreed.
She's been selfish having the babies at 67?
At 67. She was. Imagine having a baby at 67. By the time the baby is 20, you're dead.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you might not be because I want to live to be 90 now.
Okay, the oldest natural birth in Ireland is 54, as far as AJ can find out here. 54.
54.
And that would be really unusual. Really.
So she has another. 35, 45, 55. She has another 20 years. She doesn't have to panic. And he doesn't have to panic either. And there's no point in them splitting up. Oh, you don't want to have a baby. Now I'm going to split up with you. They're married. They've got to try and figure it out and stay together and try and reach a compromise and say, okay, like Bernie said, give that lady a couple of years' time to focus on her career. And then come 39... Then she's got time to have one. Then
with less chance of having one at 39.
Oh no! The more older you get, the more fertile you get.
No,
like
would you stop out of that?
Smokers live long.
The older you get, the higher the risk when you're having a baby, and the lower chance of getting pregnant.
I believe after 35, it's referred to as a geriatric pregnancy.
That's right. Yeah, it's geriatric pregnancy.
But you can get the check. You can get the check to make sure everything's okay.
You can get the
They do it in the comb. You can get the check to be sure that everything's okay.
The check.
You know, so you can get a check. It's called an amniocentesis. So you can
The amniocentesis is not, that's not what amniocentesis is. Amniocentesis is when you're, that's when you're pregnant. They draw fluid from the sac. Yeah, to make sure the baby is okay. No genetic diseases.
I was 39 because I was quite old.
So if I may, Susan, is it?
Susan, yeah.
Yes, that's me, Billy, isn't it?
I'm going to just play the voice for the gentleman involved in this. Okay. You are asking the gentleman involved in this situation, the husband, give it on good faith that he is going to give the wife 4 years to change her mind. And what happens in 4 years if she doesn't change her mind and she still doesn't want to have a child in 4 years? What does he do then?
Move on.
He's just waited four years.
Move on to a younger mother.
Oh, so
move on to a younger woman.
So you're, in a way, you're tacitly agreeing with me that if she doesn't want to have a child, the logical conclusion of this is the marriage ends.
Give her 4 years, and then after 4 years, if she hasn't changed her mind,
why 4 years? Why not 2 years or 2 months or 10 years even? What's the difference going to make in this?
Well, because she needs to focus on that career, doesn't she? She's obsessed with the career. She's a career lady, you know, and maybe career women, they don't want kids.
they entered into this marriage on the understanding that they would have children, according to her email.
Yeah.
And she has changed the terms of that entering into the marriage.
But is that not a lady's prerogative to change her mind?
100%. It's 100% a lady's prerogative to change
her mind. It's also the way that it want to be.
Also, when it's 100% a gentleman's prerogative to change his wants when the lady
his wife if she doesn't want children. It's his prerogative too.
When the information changes,
what do you do? Like, you change your,
When you meet somebody, the point I was making to Bernie earlier on, Suze, is when you meet somebody and you fall in love with them and then you walk down the aisle and all the rest and you get married to them, you're doing that because of a set of circumstances. The set of circumstances being you find them attractive, you find them sexually attractive, you want to have children with them, you have a lot of commonalities between you and your opinions maybe on life, your morals are kind of pretty much the same. So you agree on a lot of things and there's a whole agreement there. And if any of those things change, those important things change, well then the marriage isn't what it was. You've been defrauded. You've been sold a lie.
Well, yeah, because, you know, my feeling is, has she tried and got tested to see, can she have children? Mm-hmm. What if she can't have children?
That's a different argument then, isn't it? That's a different argument.
Yeah, I'd say she can.
It's a different situation.
But she hasn't come up with that scenario. So the scenario is that she doesn't want children now and he wants to have children. So why should he give up what he wants for her?
Stay there, both of you, a second, all of you. Sorry, let me go to Morris as well. Morris, hi, how are you?
Oh, Morris, yeah. Give Morris a chance.
Sorry.
Hi, Niall, how are you doing? I'm waiting that long, Jase. I could have had a baby for that fella.
Could have had three by now.
Triplets. One of the things I'd say to you is, when you meet your life partner and you make those vows and you walk up the aisle and, you want to have a good life and you want to have love for each other, and I think the big reward at the end of that is bringing new life into the world. The two of you is getting together, making a child, bringing it up and rearing it. I'm the youngest of 10 children. And one of my brothers was 8 years of old today. My brother was 8 years of old today. He was born in 1945 and he's gone to Gran Canaria to celebrate with his wife. I'm delighted for him. Mm-hmm. So when I see somebody like my mother and your mother, who devoted their lives to their children. And look how important it was for you. When you left school, you're a grown-ass man like me now, with a couple of years on you, and you said, when I found out my mother wasn't picking me up from school, I was devastated. That's the connection you have when you know you love your mother and your mother's love for you carries on through your life. Because I'll be honest with you, when you lose your mother, you sort of lose a part of your heart. But if you remember your mother like you remembered your mother, you live forever because she left footprints in your heart now. And that's what it is to me to have a child, okay? So,
what I was pointing out was how important it was, because we had that conversation with Billy about, the stay-at-home parent, right? Back in, 30, 40 years ago. How important, and how important it was to families. And I think we've lost that now.
It's gone.
Oh, we've told women that careers are more important than families now. A lot of women believe that, by the way, but a lot don't.
I don't think that was the case. I think the government said to the women and the young men of Ireland, in my generation, the two of you need to get out and work if you want to have a proper life with a house, get a minder, mind your kids.
Yeah.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
And then when my wife's job went belly up in 95, she was in the Irish Press. We had another show.
Do you remember the Irish Press? Yeah. Hello, Press.
That's where my wife worked. The Irish Press. So anyway, when that job went bust in 95, I took on the one-income family job, right? And for me to survive with my wife and two young children, I came home from work at 5 o'clock, had me dinner, went out at 6 o'clock, and worked till 10 o'clock as security officer on the shop to get extra money so I could survive. So I replaced my wife in the workplace, paid the tax, everything else, blah, blah, blah. But if you set out in life like this couple have, and she's turned around to him and betrayed what they got married for, was to have children, I think it's a betrayal. Oh, no. I want to put my career first. I'll be children can waste. She was dishonest to him.
Well, to be fair, because I'm conscious of the fact that she's listening, She may not have been dishonest to him, because at the time when she married him and met him, maybe she did want children. But her career has obviously been successful. She's doing well.
Yeah.
And she's enjoying life, as she puts it. You know, she says she has a fulfilling life and a very satisfying life. And she doesn't want that to change. So now she's changed her mind.
She's given a fulfilling life and a gratifying life for the sake of a child. She's putting herself first.
She's putting her career before a child.
Yeah. Well, so at the end of the day,
it's a case of
if you have a career, sorry, just let me finish this point. If you have a career and you say, oh, look what all I've done. And then you go, oh, Jesus, I never made time to have a family or have a child. That's an awful price to pay.
Yeah. Sorry, Billy, what do you want to say to Morris there?
Niall, I'm sorry, Morris, I was expecting you to come on and say something completely different.
So was I.
I was saying there, Morris, but you're kind of aligned to a certain extent. But what I just was going to say is she is feeling fulfilled at the moment. Her career is fulfilling her. Do we know if maybe having a child is the fulfillment that her husband needs in his life? Mm. It's going to be the thing that fulfills him. And is she giving that, like she... obviously, part of her fulfilling life is having a husband, and I'm sure they have great fun and travel and go out and have dinners and all this type of stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe for him, the cherry on top, the peak of that fulfillment is going to be having that child. And, you know, if he's not going to have it with him, why should she be saying that he shouldn't be allowed to have it with someone else?
It surprises
very
me.
Much so,
yeah, well, it surprises me that Susan, obviously the female, and well, bearing in mind you would disagree. That Susan is defending this decision and or this position. And
I always go on the wrong side.
No, you don't always go the wrong side.
Because I will not obey rules, and I will not do what I'm told. And I always fight authorities. And I'd always...
But where's the authority? Where's the authority here? There's no authority.
I was talking... Really, that wasn't the right thing to say there.
Okay.
But what I mean is, that lady, I'm defending her because I feel for her, because I felt that way. You know, John was desperate to have a child. I don't want to let Nick hear me because I'm in the room next beside him now, you know. But like, you'd never ever regret having a child. That's what Daddy said to me when I had Nick. He sent me a letter to say, would you ever want to go back to the time before you had Nick? You know, you'd never ever regret it,
but,
you know, but she's not really ready because she has her career and she's focusing on that. So I think she needs time.
I'm not criticizing this woman's choice either. She's completely entitled to make her choice. But her husband is equally as entitled to make a decision and is equally entitled and has his wants, needs, and should be fulfilled in the same way.
So, Morris, what should he do?
Well, we all have wants and needs.
To be honest with you, he's going to have to reassess the situation because I think he was throwing a red herring. Oh, I want kids like you do, and blah, blah, blah. And her career is more important. But here's the red herring in this, Niall. Being a granddad and being a guy that looks to the future and sees scenarios, let's say she does very well at business and they're really doing well. They have a fine big house, they have lovely holidays, they have two cars, and she's really top of the range in her job, okay? And she goes away on a business weekend and has a fling with one of her colleagues and it was a drunken get-together and forget about it. A month later, she finds out she's pregnant. What's she going to do?
Just say it's the husband.
Let's go home. Yeah, exactly. Go home to the husband.
Yeah, tell him it's his.
I've had a rethink on this.
Tell him it's his.
Let's start a family.
Tell him it's his.
And the guy is hoodwinked again. There you go.
All right. Well, look, I have to go to break. I need to come to Jessica after the break as well. Thank you, Morris. I know you have to go there. But Billy, hang on with me there if you want. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Story is 35-year-old woman married 3 years. They both agreed they wanted to have children. She's now changed her mind because she's got a career and she loves life and she's a fulfilling life. He's not happy about it. And she wants advice. What should I do? She said, you know, there's a fundamental difference the way we now think. Will it drive us apart? Inevitably. She said she loves him. If she loves him, why can't she? Then she'd be changing her mind. And as I said to Billy earlier on, if she changes her mind because she loves him and wants to keep him happy, well, then inevitably what will happen is she'll resent him. Maybe, if it affects her career. Anyway, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0000. Jessica, hi, how are you?
I don't know. Happy New Year. Late New Year.
Well, still happy. I don't know how long you do the New Year thing. Usually it's about the 10th, is it? Then it gets old. Anyway, Happy New Year to you too, Jessica and Kira. So in relation to this particular story, because obviously I'm conscious the girl is listening now, so let's not abuse her on the air. But, I mean, she's kind of going back on her word, isn't she?
I think so. Look, as cliched as it sounds, if you really love them, you'll let them go. For all we know, she could be saying, oh, next year for sure, next year for sure. And then it's going to get to the stage where the husband is just going to be, you know, depressed and regretting his life. And obviously he can't force any decisions on her. So if she decides, right, I'm just going to have the children because it'll keep him happy, it'll keep him in my life, she's going to resent him and possibly the children. Like, it's not going to look good for anyone. I don't see how they can compromise on this.
So you think she should suggest to him, I think you should go find somebody else?
Yeah, like, just say, look, I'm really focused. My career is what I want. I don't think children will ever be on the cards now. And we're both still young enough to find our own happiness. I know it's going to be hard for them at the start. It's going to break both of their hearts. But which is worse? Staying together and him possibly cheating because he wants his own, because his needs and wants are getting to him.
Is that a conversation you and Kira have had, by the way? Have you and Kira had that conversation?
We have, yeah. Well, we want kids. So okay. It's going to be.
So you both want children?
Yeah,
you both want children.
We do, yeah. And we both agreed on it. I can't see either of us going back on it.
It's easier for lesbian couples, isn't it, rather than, you know, gay men. Because, I mean, lesbian couples just have to buy the sperm. Am I simplifying it?
The only hard thing about it is the money aspect, but, like,
how expensive is it? I don't know, to buy, I mean, is it expensive to buy sperm?
Well, for what I hear, it's expensive. we haven't looked that far.
There's loads of lads listening at the moment and saying, I'll tell you a few drops of it for free. but I mean, to do it the legitimate way. I don't know how expensive it is. Does anybody know how expensive it is, by the way, to buy sperm? Is it a valuable commodity? I don't know. Anyway, so you've had that conversation and, yeah, you both want children. So if it was 10 years down the road and Kira turned around to you when at the time came and said to you, oh, listen, Jessica, I've thought about this, you know, I'm enjoying life too much. I don't want any bleeding kids.
Well, if she changed her mind, I'm not going to force any decision on her. I can't force her.
Would you leave her?
Big life change like that. It would kill me, but yeah. I'd say, look, what this is, what I want. This is what I wanted for my life. Mm. I'm not going to force you to make that choice.
It's a bit of an unfair question to ask you because it's a different situation because both of you can get pregnant. Mm. You know, for a man, that's not the same. He can't make, it's not up to a man to make that decision because he can't bear a child.
Well, no,
but from the biological point of view, Billy, men are sperm donors.
Yeah, from the biological point of view. Jessica just put it very well. There's the human want, and this man wants to be a parent, and, you know.
No, the point I'm making is men don't really have a choice in the decision to have children to some degree because they can't have them. Whereas, you know, in Kira's situation where, you know, it's a lesbian couple, they can both bear children, so they can do whatever they want.
It would be a case that if, Jessica, sorry for speaking about your relationship.
It's okay, she's used to it.
I apologize. if in 10 years, Kira said to Jessica that she didn't want to be a parent and didn't want to have children, well, it's kind of the same situation.
No, it is. But the difference being, Jessica can go off and have a baby on her own if she wants to. Could Kira.
I'm sure she wants to have a baby with a loving partner. Absolutely.
That would be ideal. Yeah, but the difference in this situation is this guy can't go off and have a baby on his own. He has to leave his partner and find another one.
This guy got married working under the assumption that he was going to have a family and children with a loving partner.
Mm. Yeah,
and you can still have that. That's what I'm saying. They're both still young. I know it seems like I'm almost making the relationship disposable. I'm not. I'm just saying, I just don't see this as a bridge that any couple can easily just cross over. Like, he's not going to want to stay if he can't have children. She's not going to want to force herself to have children just to make him happy. It's best if they just say, look, we're still young enough to find our own happiness and chase our own dreams with someone else.
By the way, Susan, when you were young, when I say young, you know, in your 20s, did you want children? Was that something you thought about?
Was that me now?
Yeah, you, Susan.
Was that me?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it wasn't in my plan.
Okay.
John said, if I get the house, then you, you know, then, okay. So I said, well, look, if you want to have a child, we'd have to have a house. And he said, well, I stuck to that side
Fair
of
enough,
the deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't stick to your side of the deal. And then I took a chance. Mm-hmm. And I have Nick now.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're happy.
At the end
sure
of January.
I'm sure you're delighted with Nick.
Yeah, of course I am.
I wouldn't change for the world.
Everybody praises him. Yeah.
Yeah.
They all say he's a great boy.
But it wasn't in your plan initially, is the point.
No. I didn't really want
to. Did you have a maternal instinct? Did you have, you know the way they say women have a maternal instinct?
No, I never had that. I never had that, really.
Okay.
You know, I love playing with kids and I like having a bit of fun with them.
But give
the responsibility
back.
Of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really fancy that responsibility. I think it's quite a big thing to take on, you know.
Mm. Sorry, Billy, to pry into your business as well. I don't actually know how old you are, Billy, but...
I'm not telling you on the air either, now.
That's fine.
Don't be a
hero. Did you want?
I've alluded to what age I am, Niall, twice in this conversation already.
Well,
so
yeah.
I'm in the ballpark.
It's 35.
I'm in the ballpark. I'm not 35. Jesus, I wish. But I'm in the ballpark. We'll put it like that.
Okay, so you know, do you want children? Would you have liked children?
I would like to be in a relationship where I would be able to have children. I am not in a relationship at the moment.
Okay, so if you were in a stable
after
situation,
after tonight he will be.
Yeah, after tonight, there's loads of women out there looking. For, if you were in a stable,
if it was in the stable situation, I would like to have children.
Yeah, I think it is a default position. I don't think you really have to ask most of the time. You know, the unusual position is not to have children. Obviously, when you look at the statistics, so it is the default.
You'd be surprised, Niall. Mm. I think in this day and age, you would be surprised. There is
it is more common. People, yeah, it is more common these days.
There's a lot
That's
of people out there
well.
That.
Sorry,
there's a lot of people out there. Sorry, Jessica.
What'd you say, Jessica?
Saying that's okay as well, because most people, as soon as you hear someone saying, "I don't want kids," or I'm
not. It's not really okay.
If you're deciding, "I don't want kids," that's fine, but don't drag someone else down with you. If you're in a relationship with someone who wants kids, don't drag them down with you.
Yeah, but when you say it's okay generally not to have kids, that position, as Billy rightly pointed out, is more common now than it ever was before. I mean, if you go back, say, 50 years ago, that position was very uncommon. A person who didn't want children was referred to as some sort of spinster and some sort of selfish person or whatever. They were judged. But here's the problem. Going forward, we can't let it get much worse because we're in a really bad position now where we're not replacing the population anymore. And family is so important for us all and for society. So that's a bad way for us to be. You know what I mean? Sorry, Billy.
I know, but I'm just saying in the case of just don't drag someone down with you. If they want kids, don't drag them down just because of your choice.
Oh, yeah, she shouldn't. She should, as I said at the start, she should go to marriage counselling with her husband, sit down, put the issue out, discuss it. But at the end of the day, if he wants kids and she doesn't, it's irreconcilable. Like, they can't reconcile this. Just on people not having kids now, like, look at the society we've built where houses cost the king's ransom at the moment. Where, you know, to put a kid into, you have to put children into creche because both parents have to be able to work. The creche will cost you.
But that's the government's fault.
Of another mortgage.
Yeah, and the government have set that problem up in society. That's been created by the government and previous governments.
You can blame the government or you can blame society. There's a lot of blame.
I'm blaming the government because we have got to a point. Well, society probably to some degree that we live a better life. We have more bills. We have internet bills. We go on more holidays. We have nicer cars.
We want more things. We're more materialistic society. We want to have everything. We want to have expensive houses. You know, back in the turn of the century, very different time, and things like tuberculosis were still there. But you know, family.
Yeah, but we didn't create, Billy. We didn't create the materialism in society at the moment. That was created by capitalism. So
society is capitalist. Not to get into
But I'm saying it's been created by capitalism, by people who produce goods. You know, so the car manufacturers are having a field day now compared to, say, you know, 40 years ago. Electronics manufacturers.
We purchase those goods. We are the consumers. consumer of that, Niall. We buy into the system.
But we always did. They just weren't available for us then, back 40 years ago.
Exactly, Niall. But we buy into it. We have choice. You know, if you don't want, or if you want to have a house and you don't have to go on a second holiday in a year, you know, if you want to have a house, maybe your car can be 7 or 8 years old rather than 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want things, you sacrifice for them.
Yeah, and normally I would agree with you. And I've always agreed with that position, by the way, until recently, because it's now become to a point that even if you didn't go on the second holiday and didn't have the second car, you still couldn't afford a house. You know, because it has become unaffordable now. And you can blame, there are only one set of people you can blame for that, which is the government. Housing in this country has become completely unaffordable. Just look at it, obviously Justin Trudeau resigned today. And one of the main reasons he resigned, aside from the fact that obviously he's had his run-ins with Donald Trump in relation to tariffs, but the main reason he's resigned is because of his unpopularity due to the cost of living in Canada. And so there's a prime minister that's resigned because of the cost of living. We have the same gobshites in government, and their cost of living is exponentially probably higher than Canada, or risen exponentially more than Canada. We have one of the highest energy costs in the world, and yet the people of this country vote the same gobshites in again. So where are we all going wrong here? You know, anyway, I know nobody's going to disagree with that. Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi.
I was thinking, was that a hypothetical question?
No.
Are you looking for debate?
No, there's no debate in that, to be honest with you. Joe, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Mike. Good evening. Hope you enjoyed the nice, cool, cold winter's weather.
Yes. It's a brisk evening out.
this is the proper kind of winter now, Niall. You know, this is not this... Like, where's all these climate change crowd now? Are they out shouting and roaring now, are they?
I only said on Twitter, by the way, the other day, that if we got the snow of 1982, you know, this weekend, the climate change alarmists would lose their mind and be predicting the end of the world. You know, do you remember the snow in 1982?
Course,
yeah. It was unreal.
I do, of course.
The whole country closed down for a week. Yeah.
That was the one.
The Beast from the East. Do you remember that one? Yeah.
That was nuts. So the Beast from the East only lasted a couple of days.
When was the Beast from the East? 2018, was it? And then we had a big snowstorm in 2013, because I remember I was working on Christmas FM. I was in 2011, sorry, 2011. Was it? I was working on Christmas FM at the time, and we had a big snowstorm. I remember driving over because they were broadcasting out of Jury's Hotel. And then we'd one or two in between. The biggest snowstorm I think we ever had was 1963, which was the year I was born, on record. Right. I think that's the biggest snowstorm we've had. I believe it was like 6 foot in some parts of the country. And then 1982.
An ominous year, Niall.
The year I was born and the biggest snowstorm.
Exactly.
1982, I think, was the next biggest one we had, which was 1982. And I remember that vividly because my sister got married on the day of the snow, and it took the bus 3 hours to get from Dublin Airport Church to the Grand Hotel in Malahide. Yeah. Anyway, Joe, getting back to this story, what should he do?
This is a very... I listened to the conversation there. This is kind of... there's a bit of a dilemma on both sides here, I think. Like, now, I understand that your man, the husband, wants to have kids, and that's understandable, of course. But she seems to be kind of wants to concentrate on her career.
Yeah.
She doesn't really want to have kids. And I'm just wondering, is she putting the marriage in jeopardy, really, by doing this? Like,
you know, she is, yeah,
I'm
clearly.
Kind of like, I'm old school, and I think that it's important that people, you know, have kids, because we do need to have a situation here for families like to produce kids, because the government in the last couple of years haven't been doing anything; they've been destroying society, you know. And I think in general, I think that
do you have any kids, Joe? By the way, do you have any kids yourself?
No, I don't. No, I'm not married. No, I know.
You weren't married. Oh, by the way, thank you for the Christmas card. I got it. It was lovely, Joe. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome, Niall. And thank you for all your help over the last 12 months, and keep up the good work as always.
See, Billy, you know? And Jessica, Joe sent me a Christmas card.
Are you trying to make myself and Jessica feel bad?
I'm fine, they're a waste of paper.
I'm sorry.
Susan. So Joe, just getting back to this again.
Unless there's something inside of them.
Joe, would you have liked to have children at some point if you hadn't found yourself in a stable relationship? Would you have liked to have children?
I probably would have, but unfortunately, My friend, my lady friend, she had major health issues when she was young. Okay. You know, she was actually had an accident when she was in, I think it was back in the late 1980s. She was knocked down by a car. And she actually kind of lost the ability to kind of...
have children, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To have children, you know. And she's very lucky to be alive today because it still still has effects on her. But, we would have loved to have children. But look, that was just the way it was, like, you know. And the problem is now is that she's past the stage now where...
Yeah.
She wouldn't be able to have children, like, you know.
No, I understand that,
At the time, it would have been good, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because... You know, I think it's important, like, that, you know, people, and in society in general, that people do have a rare family and raise a family well. Not like in a situation where you're bringing up kids and turn them into little dictators, like, you know, that kind of thing.
or raising them with no gender.
There's a lot, yeah, exactly. There's a lot of children today now who have no respect for their parents at all, you know. And
yeah.
I think we need to go back to basics. But as you said there, Niall, and you've always said it, we have a bunch of clowns in this country who couldn't run a baby's back when it comes to doing anything. They can't even form a government, imagine. Imagine the election is over 6 weeks? Mm-hmm. Next Friday.
Well, they're on holliers. They're not back till the 20th of January, is it? They're back.
22nd of January.
I mean, it's even the school kids didn't get as long as that. I mean, what is wrong with this country that we even accept that they get that much time off? I mean, and they're paid well for it. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, they should be back in the. They should be back.
Of course, they should.
Tomorrow, the same as that.
They should have been back yesterday. Well, what day is today? Monday. They should have been back today at the latest.
They should be back today. Yeah, there should be a government in place long ago, like, you know.
Yes, sorry, Billy. Very quickly, Billy.
There's three entities going into government. They need to discuss a program for government. It takes time.
Oh, no, I get that. But...
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.